You are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Friday show. A little Bachelor talk for you and some Bachelorette talk. Not who it is, but more about the season. We are going to talk about Survivor, which I did watch on Wednesday night. And I want to update a little bit on McBee Dynasty. Not going to be a very long show today. As you know, out of town. Just not a lot happening. Even when I checked the pop culture websites, the entertainment websites, I just didn't see any stories that really I thought were big deals at all. So we're going to talk about a few things, but a lot shorter show today, and we will get to all that momentarily. So first off, I want to start by talking about my health. I don't know what it was last night, to be honest with you. I really don't. I just felt... it just felt off, and it was like I had eaten plenty. I had eaten protein during the day. I had taken my shots. I don't know what it was, but the second I woke up yesterday morning, I was fine, and I was fine all day, and I feel fine right now. So I don't know what it was. It was just a temporary thing. It could have been something that I ate. I don't know. I didn't eat a lot yesterday or the day before, so... But yeah, I know last night I said like, and I probably sound, I didn't listen to my podcast back, but a lot of you messaged me today saying you definitely didn't sound well. And I guess I didn't because I wasn't feeling well. I was trying to power through it, but I don't know what it was. Like I said, I wasn't sick. I didn't have a fever. I didn't have the chills. I wasn't having any stomach issues. I don't know how, I don't know what it was, to be honest with you. I still to this day have no idea, but... Woke up yesterday morning, it was fine, feel fine now, felt fine all day. So things are good. Well, other than just doing horrible in my March Madness brackets and my picks, just did not have a good day yesterday. So hopefully bounce back today. You know, I did put my picks in my column. My top two picks are going today. College of Charleston is my top pick. And then the other underdog that I like, plus 5.5. I'm already blanking on them. But you know who it is. It's in the column from the other day. And so I gave out four bonus picks. Three of them went yesterday. I went 1-2. Two of the three did cover, I believe, an 8-point tease. So that was good. But other than that... yeah, just not a good day. Just for the second year in a row, the favorites really did well on Thursday. That's probably why, because I was on a lot of the underdogs, you know. I was just on the wrong ones because NC State won outright, Oakland won outright, Oregon won outright. Actually, Oregon was favored, but and then who was the other one? NC State, yeah, NC State. Oakland, Duquesne. I was just on the wrong ones. I had Samford and McNeese State. So, yeah, just wasn't a great day yesterday, but hopefully bounce back today. So, I know everyone is dying to know if I've heard anything about The Bachelorette. No, I haven't, in terms of who it is. Hopefully, I'll find out before Monday, because I'm assuming they're going to announce it on the After the Final Rose. But I do have some information regarding the Bachelorette season. Some I've hinted towards already, but I actually have a start date. Well, I shouldn't even say it's a start date because this is a date I heard they were leaving. Because remember, I initially told you I was hearing it was going to be an all-international season. But then I started hearing rumblings about visa issues. So I don't know if that meant some of the international was cut short. What I do know is they are going to a U.S. city at the end of April, and judging by the dates of that U.S. city and where they're going to be, it seemingly means that that end of April date is going to be the episode before Hometowns. It just has to be based on the date. I don't see how it couldn't be. But I'm going to look into it more. But I do know of at least one city that's U.S. So... we're definitely not looking at an all-international season. But I did hear March 28th, next Thursday, is when they leave for filming. So as far, the last thing I heard was they're starting the season internationally. But obviously, I haven't gotten the confirmation on it, but that was the last I had heard it. But March 28th was the day that I heard they leave for filming. And maybe they, you know, and they work their way back, because normally, you know, it takes about a month from the day the filming starts on any season, Bachelor or Bachelorette, till the day they get to hometowns, which is down to four people, takes about a month. And those dates that I have of the U.S. city is basically a month from filming starting. So it could be it could be more. Because if they're leaving on the 28th, maybe they're not starting filming for a couple days after that. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it the start date on the 28th, or are they leaving on the 28th? And leaving is what I heard. So I guess we just got to go with that. But obviously, anything more I hear, I will update you on and kind of fill you in. I know you want to know who the Bachelorette is, and I have not heard anything. I have not heard anything solid. You know, like I said, I've been telling you for a couple of weeks, it's all I keep hearing is it's between Daisy and Maria. So it's just a matter of who they decide to go with. Maybe they are going to wait till the last minute. I don't know. But I know this is what everyone's dying for. I get it. I'd like to know, too. But sometimes we don't always get what we want. As soon as I know, you will know. And I really would like to find out, obviously, before they announce it. If not, it's okay. Because this is the one thing. I say it every season. The lead of the show is the one thing the show can keep pretty close to the vest. Now, I've spoiled some in the past. I spoiled Zach. I mean, go back for years. I mean, I've spoiled quite a few of the leads. But some I just was never able to spoil. So it's kind of hit and miss every season. And it's tough, you know, because we know that they give numerous people signed contracts to be the next lead. So they have everything ready to go once they end up choosing who they want. So even if I hear, oh, so-and-so signed their deal, that's not good enough. And so I'm looking for other things to try and confirm who it is. On who the Bachelorette is. And, you know, social media, as I always say, can only go so far. And there's just been not enough on social media that's given anything strong one way or another in between Daisy and Maria. So obviously I'm not going to go off that. I just hope that I will find out soon. And before Monday, since I assume it's going to be announced on the live after the final rose on Monday night. This podcast brought to you by Earth Echo Foods and their healthy feel-good superfood product called Cacao Bliss. It starts with 100% USDA organic, rare ceremonial grade cacao beans that are naturally dried by the sun, maintaining their miraculous health benefits. It's a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate. Who doesn't love guilt-free chocolate? Put it in your milk, put a scoop in a cup of water, put it in your smoothie, put it in your baked goods. It's gluten-free, paleo, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diet-friendly. As a listener to this podcast, you can receive an additional 15% off exclusive offer when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve. Use discount code realitysteve. That's an additional 15% off when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use discount code realitysteve. This podcast is also brought to you by Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile has wireless plans starting at $15 a month. That's unlimited talk and text plus data for $15 a month. Choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly phone bill. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/realitysteve. That's mintmobile.com/realitysteve. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/realitysteve. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. So I did end up watching Survivor on Wednesday night. And for those that don't know, Survivor is my all-time favorite reality show. Not because it's been around the longest and I've been watching it the longest, because we're on season, what, 46? 47? I can't remember where we're at. I think it's 46. Yeah, 46. And I am... Or are we at 48? Can't remember. Sorry. Anyway. You know I'm not a huge fan of the new 26-day seasons. You know, I'll give them credit for winning Survivor, everybody that's won it in the new era, post-COVID, the 26-day seasons. But to me, it's just, it's not the same. You're literally less, you're there 2 weeks less than the original winners for the first 40 seasons. But I will say this about this season of Survivor, at least so far, and no shade to anybody that's on the show or whatever, these first four episodes have really not been very good. Like, maybe it's going to kick into gear, and maybe now the weakest players that we've seen, obviously Brandon got eliminated in episode three because of a injury, but Zelensky and Jess and Banu, all from the same tribe, the worst tribe to ever exist, one of them. And because they're hour and a half episodes and they've lost and they've been in immunity every single week outside of week three, there's been so much focus on them. And I'm just, if you're a Survivor fan, I can't imagine a lot of you are thrilled with this season so far. But it seems like they've kind of trimmed the fat. Like, Zelensky, Jess, and Banu were three of the worst players we've ever seen. They just weren't good. Weren't good socially, weren't good strategically, weren't really good physically. So, now that they're gone, maybe it does kick into gear. What was the weirdest aspect of Wednesday's show of Survivor? None other than the Sega tribe teaching Mariah how to jump. I've never, you know, we've had people come on the show that are unable to swim or not good swimmers, weak swimmers, and they're just, it really sets your team back if there's a water challenge. There are people that really suck at puzzles. I've never in the history of the show, 46 or 48 seasons, since I'm forgetting what season they're on, I've never in the history of this show known someone who couldn't jump. Like, they were literally teaching her how to jump. Like, hey, put your feet together, bend your knees, and get off the ground. And then did you see her practicing? I'm not saying she needs to dominate challenges, but I've never seen anything like this in my life. She's a grown woman. I don't know how old she is. Maybe she's in her 20s. Who doesn't know how to put your two feet together, stand, and just jump in place? I don't expect her to have a 40-inch vertical. I don't expect her to dunk a basketball. But she literally did not know how to jump in the air from a standing position. And when she was doing it and they were teaching her how to do it, her legs were flailing. Like, it was the most bizarre thing I'd ever seen. I could not believe what I was watching. But then she gets in the water challenge, and the other thing was they spent all this time teaching her how to jump. She didn't even really need to use her jumping in that challenge. Yeah, she had to jump off into the water, but she could have just walked off and fallen in the water. She didn't have to jump into the water. So they were teaching her how to jump for a challenge that you didn't even need to know how to jump. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen on the show, and it was one of the weirdest things I've it's not like you were teaching a 5-year-old how to jump. You were teaching a grown woman in her 20s. She's clearly an adult now. I've never seen that. I didn't understand it. How do you not know to just stand in place and get 2 feet off the ground? Even if it's 1 inch off the ground, 2 inches off the ground. So bizarre. But yeah, the Banu's gone, thank God. You know, I appreciate him telling his story. But he was just so over the top all season. And I just, how can you be a super fan and be that bad at the game? How could you just literally not know how to do anything out there? And how do you not know how bad your social skills are, which his were? They were terrible. Flat out terrible. And finally, I just want to talk about this. Are you guys watching McBee Dynasty on Peacock or USA? First off, I told you, I saw the first episode on USA. And it's also airing on Peacock. The whole season is on Peacock. It's already out. And it's pretty much... So I watched the first episode on USA, and it was like they took the Peacock episode and they edited nothing. They said the F word like four or five times. You can't say the F word on USA. It was like, did somebody screw up? But I didn't watch episode two on USA on Monday night. I watched it on the plane on Peacock, the streaming service on my phone. Now that I expect full cursing, which they did. But once again, it dove into Steven and Callie's relationship, which is totally bizarre because Steven's dad basically hates Callie, completely dislikes her, said the one time he met her, she was blackout drunk, she was mean, and she was rude. And yet Steven admittedly just they get in fights all the time. And it's just like... It's weird because Steven comes across as most normal on that show. I mean, it's not like the others are weird or anything. But Steven just is smart. He's level-headed. Seems like a really good guy. He was a good guy on Joe Millionaire. And yet he's got this just toxic relationship with Calla that he can't seem to let go of. Not saying he has to break up with her. But I'm never hearing anything good, at least through two episodes of this show. What I'm hearing about the relationship is what I was hearing about the relationship after Joe Millionaire. Like, nothing's changed. Joe Millionaire aired 2 years ago. So, are they probably long-term? No. Does Steven's dad's relationship with women have an effect on him? It seemingly does. And he's going to have to really shed that label or not look out after his dad or not try to be like his dad because... That's not doing him any favors. But the show is pretty good. I'm really getting into it. I have never watched Succession. I've never watched Yellowstone. And I didn't even really watch Dallas back in the day. But it's a combination of those three. And I'm kind of into it. I'm enjoying the show. I think you would too. If you like any of the other shows, those shows I just mentioned, you probably would like it. But I'm actually enjoying it. I don't really understand the farming world, but I'm giving it a try at least. And yeah, the Steven and Calla relationship also fascinates me as well. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Please follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also rate and review, but you got to hit play. If you miss a day, please go back and hit play. It certainly helps the podcast. It doesn't count anymore if it just downloads into your feed. So the Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now where I recap my just awful day gambling. My brackets are I've been terrible, flat out terrible in my brackets. I hope a lot of you didn't copy my brackets because you're probably in last place right now. I picked too many upsets, and the upsets I picked all didn't happen, yet there were three upsets today, and I had none of them. So I think I got 8 out of 16 right. Like that's you're never going to win getting half the picks right in the first round. Anyway, thank you again for listening. Like I said, Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. Appreciate you listening. Everybody have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday. See ya!